Once again, it's so great to be with all of you. Another beautiful day at Mass. And just so our students know, and our parishioners notice this, especially during the school year, that some of our biggest Masses during our daily Masses are with our students and our teachers. And so, welcome again. I think it's been about 3 or 4 weeks since we've had a daily Mass with us. Some of my trips were to Mayo, which is a clinic, and it's one of the most brilliant hospital clinic in the country. And then we had our clergy conference, and before that we had, you guys were off on MEA. So it's so great to be back together. It's a little chillier now. It's more, a little chillier than it is, and but it's still fall. And again, I thank all of you for service at our Rakeathon. And that was a great time. So first I want to hear, we heard a great verse today in our responsorial psalm. Blessed the Lord and hope in Him. To have hope in God. So we'll kind of do a thoughts of our own experiences. I'll share one or two of mine, but what are the ways that you have hope in God? Right? Hope means something that you haven't seen, but you believe that it's going to come. Let's think of that one. That's a deep one, but what do you think? Coming down from heaven. Awesome. Nice. One of mine was to hope in the Lord that our team would work together. And when we did the Rakeathon, I think that was an awesome day. And I hope that went well with all of our students, that we were safe, that we were raking or cleaning, we had a great parade, and we really worked together. That was a hope in that day. It was a beautiful thing. I didn't see that yet. But I believe that was going to happen. It happened well. Yep. Yeah, your family has a good life. Yeah. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, and that's a good thing, Jenica, that our hope, you know, we want to live in the moment, right? We don't know what's going to happen in 5 minutes, let alone a year, or 5 years, or 10 years. So that's a great thought, too. Especially with our families, or at school, or whatever's going on. That, yeah, we hope because we're in our moment now and it's going well. We're safe right now. And we don't know what can happen in the future. Whether it's good or strong or bad, you know. It's a good thought. What else? Yep. Yeah, the protection of evil. That's really powerful. And that's what we want. We want to hope for God's protection of every one of us. That's why we go to church. That's why we go to St. Thomas Aquinas School. Because our building is protected. That's been blessed. And we have hope that Jesus Christ, our saints and angels, that protect every one of us. And when things that are hard, that we hope for His protection for us, even during good times or hard times. Another one for me was I was hoping for a good experience at our clergy conference. So we had all of our priests in our Diocese of Duluth. We were in Grand Rapids, it's in Sugar Lake. And we had a great speaker and a great time to be with my brothers. And we were talking and teaching a lot about what it means as a father, as a priest, pastor. And so it was really amazing to talk about deeper things about our own personal lives and our own, you know, our mission for youth, for students and our parishioners. as a family. And so I took a lot of notes on that one and really learned a lot. And again, coming into the retreat or the clergy conference, I was hoping to have a great speaker and some delicious food and some good time with my brothers. And that happened. And protection again. We had some people that were sick, and so I knew a couple of guys that we were meeting with one night. And in some of my mind, I was hoping that I would not be sick. Knock on wood, I haven't been sick this time of the year. But again, that word of hope. Alan, what do you think? What do you think? To love God. That's a perfect way to end that, homily. Thank you. That's really what our hope is, right? We want to have hope in God, that God loves us. And He always does. He always does. He loves you guys, Cynthia, so much that we try to hope for Him. Sometimes in our lives, like, again, I might sound like a record on that, but that happens even we're experiencing a hard day, or a very beautiful day, or just sometimes normal days. I mean, once you get old like me, I mean, some days are just average, sometimes they're amazing, other days can be really tricky and hard. So let us hope in the Lord as He protects us. So please stand and we'll ask for our intercession.